Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. And let's read verse 25 to verse 34. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34, the Word of God say, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the earth, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you know you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Let's pray. God, thank you for your word. Come before in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray, use your word to speak to us. And whatever our difficulties and the hardship that we are passing through, let your word be as a medicine for our wounds, to also heal our thoughts and mindset up, O God. I pray, O Lord, that it draw us even nearer to you. And let my lips, O God, put verses and statements. And let the message also expand. Speak to your people here and those who are far off. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The message tonight is about worries and fear. Life from the beginning till the time of Jesus and even till now, hardship and the troubles. And the thought of man, the thought in the mind of man is the battlefield. And here the Lord meeting with his disciple, he repeatedly told them, take no thought of what you eat, take no thought of your life, take no thought of what you drink. At the time of Jesus, maybe there are three things that is important for a human being is food and a drink and a dress. But now, today, not only this, not only the food and the dress and the drink, but even other things will be added. For example, education. For example, the transport. For example, where to live. For example, how to set up accommodation. All this thought is trafficking in our mind. And the Lord here in this message to us is he is reminding us. He have told them in verse 25. In the last part of the verse, he told them, is not the life more than the meat, and the body than raiment? About their life, the most important things for them at that time is the food that they will eat. He told them, life is not only food, but life also is other things. And even today, we might be thinking about finances, thinking about marriages, thinking about having family, all these thoughts in our mind and thinking about the future. But the Lord is telling to us, life is not only these things, there are other things that you are not aware of. And when we are worried about certain things, like you concentrate on, you worry about your study, you worry about your son, you worry about your daughter, you worry about your health, that had occupied your mind, and that thought, when it is controlling you, will lead you to take certain actions and do mistakes that put you into some misdirection. In the same way, in the same time, there are other things that you need to think of you did not think, because you are focusing and concentrating on one point in your life, forgetting there is a Lord that is there in our life. Most of the time, we are sidetracked with one issue, with his worries, with my thinking, we might drift away into a direction that we need to come back. In verse 26, he told them, behold, the fowls of the earth, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are ye not much more better than they? He told them, get the example of the bird of the earth. They don't sow, they don't reap, they don't have work, they don't plant, they don't have storehouses to save, they don't have anything, but second day when they wake up, God the Father is preparing food for them. He is telling them, are you not more important than these? In verse 26, besides that, when we are taking thought and when we are worried, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit into his stature? It is not wrong to think and plan, but when we think more than our capacity, more than our abilities, he say, even you think, but will you able to change the situation with your thinking only and with your worries? Can you add one cubit just to your length by your thinking? In verse 28, and why take ye thought for raiment? Why you think about what you wear? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. He gives them something very weak. The flower, the lilies. He told them, you see, those they don't spin, they don't know how to stitch, how to work. But God had given them a cloth better than King Solomon. When we look in life, there are people, we may look to their life and we think how they are living. They are less than our abilities, but we can see that God had provided for them. We need to reflect these things into our life. Why we need to be worried of the thing that is beyond our hands, beyond our understanding, and beyond our abilities. In verse 30, he say, wherefore if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow it cast into the oven. Shall ye not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? He said, these flowers, they will die, they will be cast out. But you are having the salvation of God. We have the salvation of God. How much more He will clothe us, how much more He will feed us, how much more He will satisfy our needs and the thing that is ahead of us. He will supply all these things. And He taught His disciples, O ye of little faith. God wants us tonight to have more faith on Him. Worries, lack of faith will drive us to do certain things, that is, it might be wrong. Worries by itself, it can be sin because it can cripple your mind setup. Take the joy of God from your heart and make you ineffective in your day. You might be worried today about certain things, but there are other things that you can do today is more important. You had missed it because you are worried and thinking about only one thing. Verse 31, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what, or where with us shall we clothe? He said, take no thought what we eat or drink or what you. These basic things, we can add to it all what we have now, transport, education, finances, good health, medication. We can add it all to the list and take no thought of them all. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. He said these are the non-believers look and run after these things. Certain time, even me myself, I am looking after these things because of the little faith and the worries and the thought that is crippling my mind. The Lord say, God knows, your Father know that you have need of all these things. If you will read Luke chapter 12, worries when it is growing our mind will give us fear. Luke chapter 12 and verse 22. It's almost the same, but there is a lot of some point. It is beautiful to add it to the thought that the Lord gave us tonight. And He say unto His disciples, verse 22, therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, not the birds. These are the bad birds. For they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses nor barn. And God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? He said, those ravens, we know that the same as the bird. But we know also from the Bible that the ravens, not only God feed them, but God used the raven to feed also Elijah. Certain time, even these creatures, that they are very weak, even sometimes the Lord used certain people who are very weak, but they can be a source of a blessing into our life. Verse 25, and which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? He say, small things by thinking you cannot change it. Why then you need to occupy your mind with the thought? The thing that you cannot do beyond your capacity, you need to trust God. That's why we have prayer, we have the Word of God to help us to manage the circumstances that beyond our capacities and our abilities. Give it to the Lord Jesus to help us. Verse 27, consider the leaves, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of them. And then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, grass of no value, it might be cut and thrown away, and tomorrow is cast into the oven. How much more will He clothe you, O ye of little faith? And verse 29, and seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye doubtful mind. The mind should not be doubtful, should not be thinking that nothing that is, we consider it basic and important, and our mind get doubt and get confusion. We should be assured that the Lord knows the need, and as we have done our part, God will answer a prayer, and God will lead us, and He will provide for us. For all these things do the nation of the world seek after, and your Father heavenly, that knoweth that you have need of these things. Verse 31, He say, but rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seeking the kingdom of God is looking unto Jesus, going to Him in repentance, reminded of the sin that each myself I have done, repent of it, I come to the Lord in repentance, asking forgiveness, renouncing that particular sin and committing myself, Lord, I will not do it again, seeking His will, seeking His kingdom and His righteousness. What are the righteous things that I need to do? When I am seeking God in this way, the other things that I need in my life, that He Himself will be added to us. Verse 32, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God assuring His disciples that they should not be afraid, they should not be doubting. As we come to God in repentance, having faith in Jesus, renouncing our sin, let us be assured that God has given us the kingdom. In Psalm chapter 56, Psalm 56, and verse 3, David, when he was afraid, he was surrounded by enemies. Our enemies are first our own sin, my own sin, it's my enemy, my shortcoming. The second enemy is the devil, who is using instruments to fight against me. David say, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in Thee. If we have fear, let's come to God, examining ourselves. Have I repented really of my sin? Have I renounced them? Have I started to seek God? Then, if yes, what I need to do if I am afraid, I need to trust in the Lord Himself. And in verse 11, the same psalm, David says, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Let us not be worried. Let us do the things that we can, that is ordained for us to do. Let us do the thing that is in our capacity and our abilities. Beyond that, what is remaining with us is just to trust in the Lord. Psalm 23. And verses 3 and 4. Psalm 23, verse 3 and 4. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Let's hear the experience of King David. God restores his soul. God forgives his sin. He gets the experience with God that even he walks through the valley of shadow of death, death may attack him at any time. Men may attack him at any time. But he say, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Even tonight, God is reminding us today. We should not be worried, have no thought of things that is beyond our capacity or things that we have done our part. We should not fear after we repent and do the right things. We should not fear of devil or man, but instead of fear, let us trust God for everything, for our life, for our provision, for our families, for our children, for our own self, for whatever needs in our life, financial, emotional, physical, even psychological, the small needs and big needs, God can provide. The Lord will show us how small things in nature God is providing for them, how much we, for God, is pleased to give us the kingdom. The most important is that first seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let's all stand, seek the kingdom of God. Let's stand in His presence. Today, you have not yet given your life to Jesus. Today is the time that God has appointed to you to give your life to Him. And if you have given your life to Jesus and you have still fear, struggle, doubt, then God wants you today, God wants me today to seek His kingdom and His righteousness. God wants us to repent and renounce. God wants me to repent and renounce of the sin that He has shown me. And then He will come into my life, and the rest of the things I need, He shall be added unto me. Come to the Lord in a prayer. Oh God, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I ask the Lord to forgive me, oh God, my sin, the things I have done wrong. I commit myself, oh God, I will not do it again. Oh God, I am seeking you. I want you to come again, fill my heart, oh God. Fill my life with the Holy Ghost. Give me the joy in your presence, oh God. Pray. When I am afraid, I trust in Him. I trust in you, oh God, that you have died for my sin on the cross to give me eternal life. I trust in your word that say, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. God, I pray also. I pray for the situations and fear of things we cannot handle beyond our capacity, beyond my capacity, oh God. Beyond my thinking, oh God, I put them into your hand. I know, oh God, oh Lord, that you know that I need them. I know, Lord, that my brothers and my sisters, each every one of us, small or big, I know, Lord, that you know that they need them and you will give them. Oh God, I pray Increase my faith. Increase each and every one of us faith in the name of Jesus. We trust you, O God, that you will make a way. Let us come to the Lord with faith. God will make a way. How many times when we pray, there are certain problems. When we fast, there are certain problems we cannot put between two brackets. I cannot handle anymore. But then, the Lord in His goodness, He come and solve it in a way that He is pleased, in a way that His word is fulfilled, in a way that His will be done. Yes, O God, we trust you, Lord, that you will make a way, Lord. If you are worried tonight, come to the Lord Jesus. He will make a way for you. Put in your hand to Him the problem that you are facing. Yes, Lord, we put in your hand our troubles and our anxiety and our fear. Solve these issues, O God. They should be on our hands. You take care of, O God. God will make a way when it seems to be no way. Because in ways we cannot see, He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. He'll see through His time. Love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He'll make a way. God will make a way. Because in ways we cannot see, He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, lead me to His side. In love and strength for His new day, He will make a way. God will make a way. For the world. God, we trust you when there is even no way. We trust you, Lord. I trust to God you will make a way. Oh, Lord, we want to thank you, God. I thank you, God, for answering our prayer. I thank you for all the ways that you open. Oh, God, we thank you for all the solutions that you provide. We praise you, God. We magnify. Oh, God, bless us, oh, God. Lord, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.